USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn.
Doctors say they are homing in on the cause of blood clots that may be linked with certain coronavirus vaccines. It's been linked most firmly with AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, which is in wide use in Europe and the UK. The US CDC and FDA are checking to see if Johnson & Johnson's vaccine might also cause the blood clots. Dr. John Torres had this to say when asked about the potential risks of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
You've heard about the Johnson & Johnson and the blood clots associated with that. Remember, there are only 6 out of almost 7 million people that were vaccinated, so that's less than 1 in 1 million, even if there is a connection, and they're certainly looking into that right now.
The FDA and CDC have asked for a pause in giving out the Johnson & Johnson vaccine while they investigate. In the U.S. weather forecast for this week, we could see heavy rainfall in parts of Florida, as well as rain and snow across the Midwest, Plains, and Northwest. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Doctors say Putin critic Alexei Navalny is close to death in Russian prison. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
The physician for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says immediate action is needed as his patient could be close to death. Dr. Yaroslav Ashikbin says Navalny's health is deteriorating in the third week of a hunger strike to protest a refusal to allow his personal physicians to see him when he began to experience severe back pain. Navalny was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he was recovering from being poisoned with a nerve agent, something he blames on Vladimir Putin's government. Navalny was imprisoned for violating a suspended sentence stemming from a fraud conviction, something he said was politically motivated. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Amazon has reinstated sales of a book critical of transgender identity among children after complaints from the author, who speculates many others might have joined her in the pushback. Maria Keffler's new book, Desist, Detrans, and Detox, Getting Your Child Out of the Gender Cult, had sold less than 100 copies when Amazon pulled it from the website. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Getting a lot of automated sales calls? USA Radio's Tim Berg has more on why.
Robocalls may seem endless these days.
We recently noticed your car's extended warranty was going to expire.
In March alone, an estimated 4.9 billion calls were reportedly made, according to UMail, which is equivalent to 15 calls for each person each month in the United States. Currently, the most popular category of robocalls are auto warranties. Acting chairwoman of the FCC, Jessica Rosenworcel, on why you're getting so many calls regarding auto warranties.
There's public information out there about your cars that you own, and people are driving more than ever as we come out of this pandemic, so the time is ripe for fraud associated with these kind of things.
Rosenworcel continues on ABC News by saying the FCC is taking action.
We're going to put in place new technologies that help authenticate our calls, and those new technologies will be in.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Chicago-based prosecutor was placed on paid leave Friday for failing to mention in a statement that Adam Toledo had dropped the handgun he was holding before he was shot by a Chicago police officer. According to a statement from State Attorney Kim Fox's office, the prosecutor failed to fully present the facts surrounding the death of the 13-year-old boy in a hearing. The hearing being referred to was on April 10th. Body camera footage released on Thursday of the March 29th shooting appears to show Toledo drop the gun he was holding before he was shot by the officer. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.